We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know that the pandemic has created economic hardship for families, for businesses, for communities. And this last week's record-setting number of 385,000 people filing those new additional claims, you know, it just tells you the impact. And so since the beginning of this pandemic, 820,000 Michiganders have filed for unemployment insurance claims. And we are committed to making sure that they have the emergency resources that they need to be able to weather this storm. We're expanding our office hours. We're making sure that we have people on the phone ready to help individuals. The website is up at michigan.gov/UIA to make sure that people can register and can have their benefits received.
So, Jeff, do you think the numbers are even higher because the system has been overwhelmed and some people may not have been able to file yet?
So we're seeing a pretty steady clip of, on a daily basis, those coming in. We believe that the initial issues we had with our website, of course, we went from 5,000 claims a week to 128,000 the first week of the pandemic, 304,000 the second week, and, of course, 384 the third week. Just to give you a sense, during the Great Recession, the highest ever weekly volume was 77,000. So we've seen this unprecedented amount, but that initial slowdown we had in our website has been cleared up. So for the vast majority of people, they're getting through, they're filing of their benefits. But for a small percentage, and we know that represents, you know, still quite a few Michiganders, we're working through to make sure that we fix their account issues, we make sure that we get the right information from them, and again, that we're getting the benefits that they deserve.
Okay, so among those who haven't been able to file are the ones affected by the CARES Act, which, of course, expands the benefits to self-employed, 1099 independent contractors, gig, and also low-wage workers. So can you tell me where that stands for them?
Yeah, so the good news is for the CARES Act, it does really two things, right? It expands eligibility, as you talked about. And so for those individuals, in the next couple of days, we're going to announce the date that they can start coming into the system and filing claims. Now, the date they file does not impact the amount of benefit they get, right? They're entitled to every benefit that they're eligible for, and we'll backdate it if there's a delay. But for those who are already on unemployment insurance, you know, in the next couple of weeks, they'll see a $600 increase to their weekly benefits as well. So, you know, this is good news and the help coming to Michiganders.
Okay, so will that be tomorrow or Monday, or do we have any time frame?
So next couple of days, we're going to be making an announcement, I think, hopefully tomorrow, but don't want to preempt ourselves.
No, I understand that. And low-wage workers, so are we talking about restaurant workers? Because they're, you know, their minimum wage is, what, under $3, I think. So do they qualify, well, or?
What you're talking about is for tipped workers, right? And the
yes.
Tips themselves actually count as wages, too, so that would increase their hourly wage. But for those individuals who've had some employment history, lower wages than what typically would be qualified for unemployment insurance, they're going to be eligible under the CARES Act. So if anyone wasn't caught in the eligibility previously, it's likely if they've had a work history and can't work right now because of the COVID pandemic, that in the next few days we'll be opening up the portal for them to apply.
Okay. And how many of these workers are out there and not working? Do you have any idea of that?
You know, it's hard to say right now. You know, certainly there's a lot of individuals working from home, like myself and most of state government at this point. There are a lot of workers who are in that critical infrastructure, workplaces that are around the state. So what we can say is, again, the 820,000 have filed in the first 3 weeks. We expect that number is going to continue to go up, though.
Okay. Once again, can you just tell us the site?
Yep, it's michigan.gov/UIA. Again, michigan.gov/UIA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.